This is Empower Radio.
Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Magic of Life Radio with international coach and law of attraction expert Max Ryan, sharing with you many spiritual and metaphysical tools so you can apply them to live in the magic of life. From the details of the law of attraction to A Course in Miracles, Max's depth of knowledge and ability to make complex concepts simple and applicable has earned him the reputation of being the spiritual how-to guy. Now here's your host, Max Ryan.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to The Magic of Life here on EmpowerRadio.com. And it's my honor and privilege to be part of the Empower Radio family. And right now, Empower Radio is doing a huge campaign to help upgrade our whole system of getting the message out to all of you with these incredible hosts and messages of inspiration and empowerment right now. And we're doing an Indiegogo campaign. So it's really, really awesome. So go to empowerradio.com. You're probably there now listening. Check out the Indiegogo campaign so that you can, you know, if you feel that you get value at all from any of our incredible hosts or the content that's on our page, we would love you to, you know, make a donation to help us to expand our vision and expand, you know, the light around the world. Whatever you can afford, nothing is too small. We would love to have you. So thank you so much for coming here again. So if you're new to the show, my name is Max Ryan, and I'm a spiritual coach and intuitive positive results mentor, where I help people to move in their life from an orientation of fear and lack and craziness and overwhelm to an orientation of peace and love and joy. I'm so committed to spreading the word that the things are beautiful. You know, you can have a beautiful life. You can attract positive results. And there is a few tools you can use. And that's what this show is about, teaching you some tools to help you to live a better life and attract awesome positive results and live in the magic of life. That's what the show is called. So I have a couple questions for you before we get into the show today. Are you living in the past and you just can't get over it? Or do you yearn for the future? Are you yearning for the future? Or are you waiting to have it all fall into into place before you say, okay, I'm finally here? Well, today's show, I'm going to go over a beautiful and powerful, I'm not going to say it right, Buddhaghatra Sutra from the Buddha. And it is the most wonderful, wonderful piece. It's very simple, but it's entitled Knowing a Better Way to Live. And who doesn't want to know a better way to live? I do. Say yes if you do. I do. So I read the teachings of the Buddha a lot. And if you don't, you don't have to be a Buddhist. You know, many of the teachings of the Buddha are applicable to just living your life. So we are going to go over this Knowing a Better Way to Live, which addresses the past and the future. And so it's about living in the present. So we're going to talk about that. But before I tell you a little story about me, about where I'm at right now, I want to tell you we're going to take caller. On every show from now on, we are going to take a caller so I can do an intuitive reading for them or with them. And the number here at Empower Radio to call in is 248-809-3475. The number again is 248-809-3475. All right. Good. So we will take one caller for sure. If I'm in the mood, I might take two. But I have decided that from now on, one show a month is going to be completely dedicated to readings. And every other show, we're going to have at least one caller. I mean, one reading or one caller. So you are welcome. I love connecting with you. It's all about that exchange of energy. And so that I can answer your question, do a reading, or whatever you need. Okay. Let me tell you something about, you know, what's been happening with me. I live in a place called the Antelope Valley in California. And if you know the Antelope Valley, I've lived here for, it's almost 2 years, but I go back and forth between New York and here. And I'm really not used to living in a place with so much wind. And the wind, I'm telling you, this week, I mean, it's been windy here between, you know, 15 and 40 miles an hour consistently, all the time, for about 4 weeks, you know, and I didn't realize how much the wind affects me. It affects people and it affects me in general. And this week it really got overwhelming for me. And I was feeling depressed. It makes me angry. It makes me anxious. I can't focus. I mean, I'm also very sensitive, you know, because I'm an empath and I'm an intuitive. So, you know, I really was getting overwhelmed with that today. And I mean, this last couple of weeks especially. And I was talking to a friend today and she, you know, a coach needs a coach, you know, and I needed to be coached a little bit around this. And she reminded me of one of, you know, the most important things that we can think about is when there's something that we're resisting the wind and saying, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. It gets worse. What we resist persists. Say it with me. What we resist persists. So She was talking to me and she was saying, you know, why don't you just like go into the wind? Why don't you really embrace the wind? Why don't you try to just really, instead of pushing against it, it might be doing crazy things to you, but it's making it worse the more you resist it, because we create what we defend against. And so I started to do that in the last couple hours, actually. And boy, sure has changed. So my point being, if there's something in your life you're resisting, if you're something you're pushing against, you're saying, I don't want that. I don't want that. It's only going to make it worse. So why not go into it, accept it, allow it to be, so you can transcend it. The ego is always going to want you to get rid of it. But really, the only way to grow and the only way to shift your vibration is to transcend it instead of pushing it away. Because the more you push it away, the more it goes down. And the more it goes down, it will become a shadow that will pop its head up somewhere else. So that is something I wanted to share with you just as a reminder that, and it's one of the, you know, one of the hardest things, but at the same time, it's one of the most effective tools and strategies we can use in our life to keep our peace, to transcend any problems or anything that we feel we have to push against. But just remember, what you resist persists. So how much can you feel? How much can you allow it? You know, that's why they say you have to grieve for things, allow it to come up so you can work with it and then you can transcend it and it can then go back into a neutral energy. So what you resist persists. All right. So I'm going to, let's see. Yeah, I think we will go to our first caller. And I know our first caller. I think I know. I don't know many people called Rose, but Rose, are you there?
I am. Hi, Max.
Hi, Rose. When Dylan, my producer, told me it was Rose, I was like, it's my Rose. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good. It's great to hear your voice.
No, it's good to hear you, too.
Yeah.
How can I help you today? What do you have a specific question or do you want to tell me?
Yeah, just some guidance. I'm recently unemployed again, just kind of got, position got phased out. I'm just trying to get some guidance for me at this time, what I should look at. And also, as much as I'm looking for work, I'm hoping it's coming sooner than later, but I'm also working on my business cards for my alternative stuff I do as well, for reading, finally getting out.
Yeah, you know, the first thing that I get, Rose, the first thing that I get is that this is definitely, I didn't get like, oh, another job. I didn't get another job right away. My guide didn't come and say, oh, there's another job. My guide said that there's something else. There's another form for you. There's another form. And maybe this is really relating to you doing that work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's time for you to
do. I also need a side job just to, how do I say, you know, to cover rent and all the, you know,
right,
basic necessities.
Your essentials. Yeah, you want to do that. You want to do that. You know, I picked the world card for you just now. And that's a great card. It's a really good card because I have a good feeling for you. This is this is really right where you're at right now, Rose. I get the feeling for sure that you're at the top of the mountain, that you're ready for the next thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's
and it's almost like you have the world at your feet and it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like what you said, you know, about the whole thing when you resist something, even though you know, and it persists, it's like going within and facing it and taking right. the steps because it doesn't have to. I don't really want to say for me being a perfectionist, it doesn't have to. You just follow through and it evolves.
You know, you do have the opportunity. I get the chills all over. You definitely have the opportunity to have a lot of change right now. And you do have the world at your feet. You can do a lot of things. But I was listening to something the other day, which I was like, oh, yeah, this is such a great technique. When, you know, people say I have to go with my feelings, but then it gets like crazy and weird about following. Like, well, you're sort of touching on this. But this idea of when you ask your head what to do, there's one answer. When you ask your heart what to do, there's one answer. When you ask your gut what to do, there's one answer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and this is what I believe to be true, is that when it is whatever the answer is of your question, like what should I do this or how should I move forward or whatever it is, a lot of times when it's right, you know, they all kind of all line up. They're like, oh, my head says that's right. My heart says for sure this is right. And my gut, my feelings are saying that feels right. So if you're in conflict somehow, you might not be asking the right question, first of all, if all those three are giving you different answers. Does that make sense?
Yes. When I've got ego Cindy, sure, wants to come in. But I also know by heart and intuitively, this is where I'm to be going. So it's trusting that, and yet, you know, you get the head bit going back and forth, which I do have to make sure I have a second dairy job or something. And so long as it's fun, that it's something. So just one note within.
And I see for you that I agree. I always tell people, go work at Starbucks for a little while and just go do that for a while you're working on your business, while you're doing the other thing. Just have a part-time thing so you can say, like, you know what, I'm making a couple hundred bucks a week, or I'm making 500 a week. And so you make sure that you're taken care of. But that can be such an incredible place for you to build your business.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, thank you. My guide right now is telling me, get out. You need to be out with people.
That's what I'm doing. that's what I'm doing. I mean, rather than I could sit here and be at home and go online and create it that way, which is still in the works, but I also know I need to go out publicly, go into the little bookstores or wherever, and put myself out there.
It's almost inconsequential what job that you get. Just get a job. I don't know. There's a million jobs for you. I know you can get one in a second. You can have a job in just a second. But I do think that it would be good for you to be around people. But I also think, thank you, my guide is saying, showing me meetup. I really think that you should start. You don't have to should or whatever. I don't like that word. But it would be really beneficial for you to start an intuitive meetup group in your area.
Oh, start up. Yeah, there are some. That's like the next.
You lead it. I'm doing. You lead it.
Oh, I lead it.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, you put me. Ooh, okay. All right. okay, a little out of my comfort zone, but okay. Sure.
That's where you need. Oh, I get the chills all over. That's exactly when you went. Ooh, I was like, aha, this is what you need to do. Because you know what? It's going to create a real sense for you that you can do this, because I'm not sure if you really know you can do it yet. You have to be the leader. You have to step into the leadership role.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And that's not going to happen behind a computer, Rose.
No, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm pushed to create these little inexpensive business cards and start doing it. Now, in terms of a meetup group, covering what topic? Anything?
What does your heart say? What does your gut say that you would like to have like-minded people around you to talk about, to teach about?
Oh, jeez.
I know there's a lot.
Yeah, which I've been writing a bunch of stuff, getting clearer exactly my role here, you know, being service to people, mm-hmm. service to me.
Right. You have so much knowledge. I'm telling you, you have so much knowledge. There's so much you can really pull from to help people. And I'll tell you this, and then we're going to have to wrap up, is
okay,
that I have a group that's called the Spiritual Empowerment Group. And that Spiritual Empowerment Group, it's officially a meetup, but it's like a meetup. And the reason I named it the Spiritual Empowerment Group was that I didn't want to say, it's only this. It's only this.
That's the other thing with me, because I'm conflicting between a couple of names of calling something. I don't want to be boxed in something because I know it's much greater. It's beyond.
Yeah. So maybe you start off with something general, and this is the way my spiritual empowerment group in many ways has just become a Course in Miracles group, because that's what I'm passionate about, and that's what I see the changes, and everyone loves it. So it tends to be about that, but I don't limit myself. But at the same time, I think that would be a good model for you. Do something like spiritual discovery group. I don't know what it is. Intuitive discovery group. Meetup or something, and then write something about you love helping people. You have all this knowledge. You're drawn to guiding people to find their source or whatever it is, and start. It might have 3 people at the beginning. It might have 50 people. Who knows? But it's just going to be you creating community. Because thank you. My guide's telling me again, leader, leader, leader. You have to be a leader. You need to be a leader.
Yes. Yes,
yeah, and then as far as the job goes, I mean, I'm really not worried. I really feel like, you know what, part of me is just like, literally, I'm going to give you the Starbucks thing. Go to Starbucks.
I'm just like, I just want something, not to say brainless, but that's fun, least fun.
Yeah,
totally. So I can focus on this other part.
Mm-hmm. Something you don't have to think about too much, that's sort of social and, you know, that you work 20 hours a week or whatever. That'll be good. Okay, sweetie, did that help?
It does. Thank you, Max.
Oh, thank you so much. I have really good vibes. And remember the world card. The world is at your feet now. Lots of change for you.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful hearing your voice. I'm glad I was able to get on.
You too, sweetie. And I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Max.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, you know, Rose brings up a couple of wonderful, wonderful points. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, make sure that you want to keep yourself open, but you want to listen to that, you know, to ask your head, ask your heart, and ask your gut, you know, ask all those things, because something's going to be really strong that says, okay, you do this. And your ego might be like, no, 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 but you have to follow that. You have to follow that. Okay, let's see. I'm going to, we're going to go into what the Buddha said now. And if you missed the having a call today, you can call next week and hopefully you can get in. If you would like a full reading, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. This is just a little section of a reading that I give here. So if you would like a full reading, go to attractpositiveresults.com, and I have a whole intuitive reading page, and you can book a reading with me there. So let's get into the teachings of the Buddha. This is all about knowing a better way to live. And it's from the Buddhakatra Sutta. And I say that 10 times. And I just read this and I thought, this is classic. This is really, really something that we have to remind ourselves all the time. We really do. I have to remind myself all the time. And as I move into this, I want you to ask yourself where you tend to be. Like I was saying, are you living in the past and can't get over it? Do you yearn for the future? Are you waiting to have everything fall into place before you feel happy? You know, that's kind of the idea of this sutra. And I'm just going to read from, this is a great book. And just so you all know, if you're not even into Buddhism, there's a really great book by Jack Kornfield called Teachings of the Buddha. It's just all these little stories and prayers, and they're really wonderful, by Jack Kornfield, Teachings of the Buddha. I'm just going to read this to you right now, and then we're going to break it down. It says, knowing a better way to live. I heard these words of the Buddha one time when the Lord was saying at the monastery at the Jetta Grove in the town of Sarvati. He called all the monks to him and instructed them, "Monks!" And the monks replied, "We are here." I love that. We are here. The Blessed One taught, "I will teach you what is meant by knowing the better way to live alone. Monks, please listen carefully." "Blessed One, we are listening," they said. And then the Buddha says, "Do not pursue the past. Do not lose yourself in the future. The past no longer is. The future has yet to come." There's more to it, but let's just break this down. So he says, do not pursue the past. You know, so many times in our lives, we're like, because I was, you know, I had an alcoholic mother, because I was beat when I was a kid, because someone didn't say this when I was this way, when. We are really pursuing the past. We're trying to find the answer to the past. And this is classic in The Course in Miracles would say the ego loves this crap, loves trying to figure it out. It loves trying to figure out, well, what if that happened in the past, then it must mean something. And if it means something, that's why I am. I mean, there is definite room for real self-inquiry in your spiritual journey. There's for sure. But the ego will take that and it will keep harping on the past, harping on if I only would have, if I could have done this, if I didn't have a mother like this, if I only was, if I wasn't just an only child, if, right? So he says, don't pursue the past. You know, the past is no longer, he says. The past is no longer. And in The Course in Miracles, it says the only thing you take from the past, the only real thing you take from the past is the love that you shared there. That's the only thing that you're taking from the past. And that is really, really important. Okay. So, and also the future has not come. Don't lose yourself in the future. So you're going to tend to be someone that's stuck in the past or stuck in the future. I'll tell you, myself, I tend to be very future oriented. I'm always looking at the future. What's going to happen in the future? How can I organize the future so it has my results in mind? So let go of it. And he goes on to say, looking deeply at life as it is in the very here and now, the practitioner dwells in stability and freedom, because ultimately, in this moment, right now, everything is okay. If you really search your mind, the things that aren't okay are what you are projecting into the future and what you are regretting from the past. In this moment, right here, I'm going to say it again. Look deeply at life as it is right now, in the very here and now. The practitioner dwells in stability and freedom. You're free in this moment. You're free in this moment. One of the things that I always say is to start to say, in the past, I used to be psychotic. In the past, I was a procrastinator. In the past, I was lazy. In the past, I was over-emotional. In the past, because it's the past, because in this moment, you aren't. You aren't, really. In this moment, you are free. You are free. And he goes on to say, we must be diligent today. We must be diligent today. To wait until tomorrow is too late. Death comes unexpectedly, and how we bargain with it. I'll say that again. I feel very strongly. The 2-year anniversary of my near-death experience is coming up, and I really believe the time is now. This is what he's saying. To wait until tomorrow is too late. Be diligent for your love, your peace, your joy right now. And when you speak about the law of attraction, the vibration you're in right now is what you will experience in the future. If you're in worry now, you'll have worry in the future. If you're peace now, you have peace in the future. If you have joy now, you have joy in the future. So really dwell in this present moment. Tomorrow is too late to wait for your joy, to put off your happiness, to put off your comfort, to put off anything, okay? We bargain with it all the time, with death, but it's going to happen, and you don't know. I almost died, and boy, oh boy, I was glad that I'd done all the work that I did and connected with spirit, because I was really okay, but I chose to come back. So he goes on at the very end. He says, the sage calls a person who knows how to dwell in mindfulness night and day. One who knows the better way to live alone. So the sage calls a person who knows how to dwell in mindfulness night and day. So dwell this week in the moment, in the present moment. And that's from the Buddha. So remember, let go of the past, let go of the future, be in the present moment in your joy right now. I want to invite you to my Google Plus community. You can look on Google Plus, Max Ryan's Law of Attraction and Course in Miracles community. Please come and join us. I'm going to have exclusive content and specials there. You can get to it through attractpositiveresults.com. And if you're interested in a reading or working with me more, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. Have a wonderful weekend. And I pray that love will guide you until we speak again. And remember, unthinkably good things can and do happen. Bye-bye.